That'll be a lot harder to get out of than this small town. His eyes sharpened.
What makes you think that leaving will fix that? He asked. It won't. I would know.
I laughed softly at him.
I don't know if it'll solve anything, but at this point, it's not going to hurt to try, I replied.
It was very nice meeting you. I appreciate all the help you've given me over the last couple of months.
It wasn't just a couple of months. It was 11 months, 3 days and 2 hours since I'd been rescued. My final good deed had been done, and with only Jensen's sentencing remaining from this whole nightmare, I was free to leave. Closing arguments had been given this morning, and I'd left before I could hear the verdict because I couldn't handle knowing what he got. Nothing would ever be long enough as far as I was concerned.
You know it wasn't a hardship, he murmured. Nathan's going to miss you.
I smiled at the mention of Wolf's little boy. He was a cutie, and someone from this small town who I'd definitely miss.
He's not mine.
That was another reason I was leaving. These people who'd insinuated themselves into my life wouldn't be there forever. Eventually, they'd decide that what I had to offer wasn't worth the work it took to uphold a relationship with me. I was beyond broken. I was crushed. There was nothing that could put me back together again.
Hey!
Hannah, Wolf's pretty girlfriend, called from the cab of the SUV they were in.
Nathan has to pee. Let's go!
Wolf lifted his hand up in acknowledgement that he'd heard, and then turned back to me.
If you ever need anything, I'm here.
I smiled sadly at him. My God, this man was beyond beautiful.
I know, but I won't be calling. Thanks.
With that, I dropped down into the car I'd rented to get me to my new home. New Orleans was my intended destination, but if somewhere else struck my fancy before I got there, I'd be stopping. Maybe to stay there for a few days. Maybe to make it my permanent home. Who knew? My eyes returned to the rearview mirror, where I saw Wolf pull himself into the driver's side of Hannah's Jeep. Hannah laughed at something he said as he got in, and my heart, what little of it there was left, broke.
Wolf.
What's with the long face? Hannah asked.
I looked over at the woman I was seeing. The one who'd been able to pull me through some of the hardest and darkest days of my life. I'd tell her today. Today, I'd tell her that this wasn't going to work. She's leaving, I said as I drove Hannah's Jeep to her house, which was about 30 minutes from mine. I'd thought that nothing could get better than the night I'd realized that Hannah had moved from Kilgore to Uncertain. It hadn't been because of me. She hadn't even realized that I'd been living in the area at the time. What had turned out to be a surprise on both of our parts had turned into instant awesome. Except, over the last 6 months of us being together as a couple, things had just fizzled out. The spark that was once there was now just friendship on my part. I wasn't sure what Hannah felt, but she deserved the truth, and now that I knew the fucker Jensen was going down for life with no option of parole, it was time to turn my attention to other matters. Mainly to the fact that Hannah and I were together, but not really together. In the 6 months that I'd been dating her, we'd yet to do much more than sleep in the same bed and spend time with each other. We'd kissed just a handful of times, and truthfully, what we had resembled more of a friendship than a romantic relationship. With my mind on other matters, I pulled into her driveway and immediately pulled Nathan out of the truck to set him free. He walked to the closest tree and proceeded to pee on it.
That's not fair, Hannah said with a laugh in her voice. We can't do that.
I looked at Hannah and her daughter and I smiled. No, you sure can't, can you? I asked, tweaking Reggie's nose, causing her to giggle in the sweetest little voice I'd ever heard.
Don't do that, Wolf, Reggie growled, or I'll sick my Uncle Michael on you.
I snorted and ruffled her hair. We wouldn't want that now, would we? Reggie shook her head, face serious.
Of course you wouldn't.
Grinning at Hannah, I turned to survey Nathan's whereabouts before gesturing to Hannah to let them play. Hannah placed Reggie.